In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, we live in the kingdom of thingdom. It's things that we need. You know, I've got to get myself an Apple computer. I've got to get myself that. I've got to get myself an iPhone. I've got to get myself this and that. Now, things aren't bad, but when we put things ahead of God, I'm telling you, things are bad. The kingdom of thingdom, that's the kingdom that we live in. And you can always know that you are not part of that kingdom by tithing your money, by giving the first 10% to God. You can always know that you don't belong to that kingdom of thingdom by tithing your money. It's as simple as that, that you take 10% of what you make from the top and you give it to God. My friend Betty Foley, when she came from Ireland, went to St. Anthony's Chapel on Arch Street, and her first check that she received, she gave to God. I tell you, the kingdom of thingdom is very real, and Jesus speaks to it. Consider the birds, for they do not sow, and they do not reap, neither do they have a storehouse nor a barn, yet God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than they? I tell you, if we place the Lord first, and we're not fooling around, that Jesus is first, he will provide for us. Take care of everything if we place the Lord first. But I also tell you, if we're trying to manipulate and screw people, excuse my language, that you're going to find that God will not provide for you. You are behind the eight ball, and he's trying to teach you a lesson. Which of you, by taking thought, can add 1 inch to your height? In other words, you can't even do that, even if you step on tiptoes. If then you are not able to do so much as the least thing, why are you so anxious about the rest? And then he says, consider the lilies of the field. Now you start thinking of Easter lilies. That's not what the lilies look like. They look like poppies. They're red poppies. The lilies of the field. How they grow. They labor not, neither do they spin. But I say to you, not even Solomon in all of his splendor was clothed like one of these. Consider the lilies of the field. You know, when Jesus says that, we are to look. Like today, I was looking at the dandelions and how beautiful dandelions are. I know people don't like them because they're weeds, but they in themselves are beautiful and they give honor and glory to God. Next door, there's a lady that has all these dandelions. They're so beautiful. They're so beautiful. It's like a carpet of yellow. Consider the wildflowers. They don't spin and they don't worry. But God clothes them all. Now, if God clothes these flowers in this manner, that are here today and gone tomorrow, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? You see, it's all about faith. Not worrying about what God has for us, but letting God provide. And he is a provider. God is a provider. Jesus is a provider. And seek not what you shall eat, nor what you shall drink, not that you be lifted up on high. For these things do the nations, the pagans of the world seek. But your Father knows that you have need of these things. Seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Seek first the unshakable kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm telling you, people, you don't have to worry about your food. You don't have to worry about your clothing. You don't have to worry about what you're going to put on. I tell you, my mother went through the Great Depression, and she said the only thing they had to eat was olive oil and onions, but they were delicious with bread. You see, they weren't worrying about what they were going to eat. They had a family, and they sat together, and they ate together onions and oil. Isn't that something? You know, now we consider that gourmet, you know. Yesterday, we went to Santapio's, and, you know, they put a lot of garlic on the pizza. That's considered gourmet. We call it peasant food. We call it peasant food. Fear not, little flock. Jesus tells us to fear not, for it has pleased your heavenly Father to give you a kingdom. Don't be afraid, little flock. As the Father has loved Jesus, so he loves you. And he gives you a kingdom. He gives you a kingdom, not the kingdom of thingdom, but the kingdom of God. And we need to operate in the kingdom of God. I tell you, my friends, most people have no idea. This kingdom has a king, and his name is Jesus. This kingdom is a kingdom that will not be shaken. This kingdom is what Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." What does the next line say, sell what you possess and give alms. We don't sell what we possess. We put them in storage houses now. Make for yourself bags which grow not old. Make for yourself treasure in heaven which does not fail, where no thief can approach nor moth corrupt. Make for yourself things of heaven. The things of earth pass very quickly. Make for yourself things of heaven. Things of heaven, good deeds that you love people in the name of Jesus. Go to a nursing home today. Go do something that only a Christian could do. Go and help somebody that only a Christian would help. Listen, you must store up for yourself goodness in heaven. The things of earth either rot away or rust away. That's the things that of the earth. They don't last. The things of earth don't last. You know, you just say, you know, once we had a little telephone. We were so happy with the telephone. Then the telephone got a little bigger and could do a little more. We needed one of those. Then we got the iPhone or the smartphone. I give you my opinion. I have an iPhone, but I'm telling you, it doesn't mean anything to me. It doesn't mean anything to me. I am not grasped by the things that I have. People keep on saying, Father Tom, get yourself a brand new car. I don't want a brand new car. I happen to own two cars, and the car that I drive is good enough for me. I don't need a new car. I don't need it. People say, well, you know, you deserve it. I don't deserve it. I just want something that runs, that takes me from place A to place B. I don't want to be concerned about cars, have someone scratched my new car. When you have an old car, you don't even mind if someone scratches your car. You say, well, you know what? Life is like that. For where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Where is your treasure? You know, that's a very important question. Where is your treasure? I don't even want your treasure to be with your children. Your treasure is with God. Your treasure is with Jesus Christ. Your treasure is with the Holy Spirit. Where your treasure is, there is your heart also. What are you always thinking of? That's where your treasure is. What are you always thinking of? That's where your treasure is. Then it says, and you yourselves, like men who wait for their Lord, and when he shall return from the wedding, what will he, when he comforts and knocks, that they open to him immediately? Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Amen, amen, I say to you, that he will gird himself and make them sit down at table, and passing will minister unto them. Are we ready for the coming of the Lord? Are we ready for the coming of the Lord? Are we ready for the coming of the Lord? Are we waiting for his appearing? Are we looking forward to the new revival that he wants to put into the church? Oh, are we? Or are we just concerned about our clothes, our shoes? I've got to have a pair of shoes that cost $99.99. Give me a break. Use the shoes that you had last summer. They're good enough, for heaven's sake. Unless they have holes in them. You see, what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for the coming of the king? And if the king comes, will he find us ready? Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith upon the earth? I even say it a little differently. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the church? Will he find faith in the churches? Will he find faith in the ministers? Will he find faith in the priests? Will he find faith in the bishops? Will he find faith in the people? When the Son of Man comes, and he will come, whether you believe it or not, he will come. And he will come expecting that his people are living by faith and not by works, though we do good works, because that's part of what it means to live by faith. We are saved by grace through faith. And I tell you, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, you speak this parable to us. And the Lord said, who thinks he is the faithful and wise steward whom the Lord sets over his family to give them their measure of wheat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom when the Lord shall come, he shall find so doing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he will set him over all that he possesses. But if that servant shall say in his heart, my Lord is long in coming, and shall begin to strike the men servants and the maid servants, and to eat and to drink and get drunk, the Lord of that servant will come in a day that he hopes not, and at an hour that he knows not, and he shall separate him and shall appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Let me tell you, I do not want to be set with the unbelievers. I want to be set with the people who have faith, with the people who have faith, with the people who love the Lord. I tell you, my friends, he waits for people to wait for him. We long for his presence. We long for Jesus. We long to see the Lord. We long for the next move of God. We long for the Christ. We long to see his face. Let me tell you, my friends, it doesn't matter what you have. It matters that we are waiting for the Lord, and that while he has not yet come, we keep busy doing the things that he calls us to do. It's very important, because he gives us a kingdom that cannot be shaken, a kingdom with a king who cannot be shaken. This earth can be shaken. We can have earthquakes. Heavens can be shaken. But the kingdom of God is an unshaken kingdom. It is an unshaken kingdom. Do you understand what I'm saying? We need that kingdom. We need to be kingdom-minded. My kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Look at the flowers of the fields. Look at the birds. God knows how to care for them. Are you not more important than flowers and birds? Of course you are. You have been ransomed with the blood of Jesus. You have been ransomed with the blood of the Lamb. God, who takes care of the birds and the flowers, can he not take care of you? But my friend, it all starts with tithing, because it tells us that we don't want to belong to the kingdom of thingdom. We want to belong to the kingdom of God, and money doesn't mean anything to us. I tell you, money doesn't mean anything to us. It's just a way of getting things and selling things and buying things, but not to be possessed by it. So many people are possessed by money, and I'm going to tell you, they don't even have much. But they're possessed by money. They're possessed by, it's green pieces of paper with dead presidents' pictures on it. People are possessed by money. If you can buy your food and pay your rent and pay your utilities, praise God. Praise God. So you can't buy a house in Nantucket. Well, neither can I. But I can enjoy the sea at Nahant, and it's for free. I can be looking at the waters from where I am right now and say, you know what? I can't have a house on the beach, but I can do a broadcast looking into the beach and into the water, which I have. I can see the water. I can see the ocean right now. I don't need a house by the beach. You see, we need very little. And you know, it's always true that we eat very little. You don't need much to survive. But if people are always thinking about, what shall I eat? What shall I drink? What shall I put on? You're in trouble. You belong to the kingdom of thingdom. Your eyes are not on the Lord. But the scripture says, his eyes are on the sparrow. And I know he's watching you. His eyes are on the sparrow. And no sparrow falls without him knowing that the sparrow fell to the earth. All your hairs on your head are numbered by the Lord. He loves you as the Father loves him. Our hearts need to be sold out to Jesus Christ. I don't know where your heart has been sold out to. What do you keep on thinking? What do you keep on thinking? What do you keep on trying to get for yourself? Please. Please, make sure you tell somebody about Jesus today. Make sure that you tell somebody about Jesus today. Do you understand what I'm saying? Make sure that you tell somebody about Jesus today. That what you have is not important. If you've got enough to eat, enough to drink, and a bed to sleep on, hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? So you don't have a bed with a number that you put a number on for your sleep. Give me a break. Do we need those things? Like, do we need those things? But I'm going to tell you what we do need. If the church ever needed anything, it needed an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. If the church ever needed anything, it needs the faith of the saints. If the church ever needed anything, it needs that God would move triumphantly through the ministries of people. I tell you. It has nothing to do with clothes. It has nothing to do with automobiles. It has nothing to do with goods. And yet, in many Protestant churches, when I am doing well, I start thinking that I need to get that beautiful BMW. You don't need a BMW. But if you have one, use it and bless God with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't be possessed by it. Don't be possessed by your goods. Use them. Use them. Let God use them, what you have. You see, your car is not going to get you into heaven. Your car is for you going from one place to the next. That's what your car. Yesterday, I drove in a BMW. I went to a doctor's in Dedham, and Scott drove me in his lovely BMW. But he is not possessed by that BMW. He gave me a ride. He gave me a ride. He's not possessed by that car. He gave me a ride. You see, we don't want to be possessed by things. We cannot even add an inch to our height. Why do we worry about things? Why do we worry about things? Jesus said, "Fear not, little ones, because it has pleased the Father to give you the kingdom." And this kingdom, I want to keep on telling you, is a kingdom that is unshakable. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And when they asked Jesus, how do we pray? He said, pray our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is the Lord's will to make the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And the kingdom is in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom is not in the kingdom of thingdom, but the kingdom is in the Holy Spirit. We remember some evangelists that went wrong because of money, but now they've repented. Now they've isn't it wonderful that God cares about repentance? We remember one of them had an air conditioner for the dog. Remember that. But now that man has repented, and that man is walking by faith. I tell you, my friends, things do not make us happy. People make us happy. Jesus makes us happy. Relationships make us happy. I tell you, my friends, clothes do not make us happy. We have a lady that gives us all these clothes. You know, she goes shopping all the time. She never even wears the clothes. So we give them away to people who they fit. It's what do you need all these clothes for? She never even wore the clothes. I guess it makes her feel good. I guess she belongs to the kingdom of thingdom. Give it away. Give it away. Take things that you have in your house that you don't use and give it away. Give it away to people. Make somebody happy. Have a flea market and charge almost nothing for the things. Let the people come, and if they say, I can't afford a dollar for this, say, well, take it in the name of the Lord. Take it. If this is going to make you happy, take it in the way. I don't need it. I don't need it anymore. I have 5 Mixmasters. Why do I need 5? I only need 1. Give the 4 away to somebody who has nothing. You see, that's the way of the kingdom. But that's not the way we are brought up. What we start to do now is we store our goods in places that we have to pay rent for. How sick that is. We used to give things away. Now we store our goods in homes and houses that we have to pay rent, in garages that we have to pay rent for. That is very sick. That is very sick. What you have is wonderful, but don't be possessed by what you have. Who you have is most wonderful. Be possessed by him. His name is Jesus. Don't be possessed by goods. Look at the birds. God cares for them. Will he not more care for you? Look at the flowers. God cares for them. And not even Solomon in all of his splendor was arrayed like one of these. If God can care for the flowers and the birds, my friend, he can care for you because he is God Almighty and he has ransomed you with the precious blood of his Son. We give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor that you have ransomed your people with the precious blood of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory that you have ransomed your people with the precious blood of Jesus. We are not worth any diminishable price of silver or gold, but you and I are worth the precious blood of Jesus. Today, do something that only a Christian would do. Today, start giving away things that only you can give away. Don't be possessed by your possessions. Be possessed by the love of God. Jesus says, "Fear not, little flock, for it has pleased God to give you the kingdom. Thy kingdom come, Lord. Thy will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven." Let me tell you, that we need to pay April's bills, and we have not received all the money for paying April's bills. Please help us to pay April's bills. Do I worry about it? Not at all. If God doesn't give us the money, we just get off stations. It's as simple as that. So you mail your checks to In Season and Out of Season, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. If you need your house painted or a roof on your house, you call Jimmy the Roofer, 846-0076, 617-846-0076, 617-846-0076. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word." And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. O God, through the intercession of Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, draw all people to the throne of grace, where Jesus Christ is Lord, where Jesus Christ is King, where Jesus Christ is all things to all men. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.